love to pop, not soda.
It's pop. Like this. Pop.
Welcome to Pop, Not Soda. And now it's time for Brian and... Oh, damn. Enjoy the show!
I'm still very upset that Brian has been traveling all around the world and did not bring us back any souvenirs.
I didn't even get it like a floating turtle head.
No Snapchats. Like kind of thing. No
floating
Snapchats.
Turtle head?
Wait, what did you want?
I mean, I can do that without traveling.
No, you want him to decapitate a turtle?
No, they sell those things all the time. It's like the little shell that's got the little head that bobbles up and down.
A bobblehead turtle, not a floating turtle.
I will say, they love their fucking turtles over in Hawaii. But you know, cool thing. I went snorkeling. I went to the Big Island. Hey guys, I'm back. In case you
don't look any tanner, by the way.
Well,
that's racist, Dan.
Yeah.
Wait. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Brian Owens back in the studio. What's it been like? 3 weeks now.
Yeah, it's felt like an eternity.
Holy crap, yeah, man.
I
forgot what you look like.
Yeah, just jets.
And then I remembered I wanted to forget what you look like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to look at my face and then have to look at yourself in the mirror, so I get it. You don't really want me around much.
Oh.
But yeah, I'm back in the continental U.S. of A.
Welcome back, sir. We missed you.
Yeah, thanks.
And welcome, everybody, to Pop Not Soda, episode
14, 15.
Brett has lost count of our episodes.
I can't count.
I'm pretty sure we're on episode 15.
That's what it is.
It's episode 15. Season 2, which is crazy that we're already here.
Quinceañera.
Ooh, it is our second
season. That's racist.
Quinceañera.
How is that racist?
Why'd you look at me when you said it?
When you're looking to look at me.
Yeah, I mean, I have a 50-50 chance of looking at one of you, so I just fucking happen to look
just
at
look
you.
Straight ahead. Look straight ahead.
Okay.
We have a great show. We are going to get back to Brian's movie review because you haven't had one in almost a month.
Yep, I know you missed me.
And he's going to go into Captain America Civil War, which I've already seen twice.
Captain America Civil War Slavery Edition. Abraham Lincoln is nowhere to be found.
We are going to be covering the new Assassin's Creed trailer that just dropped today.
Michael Fassbender.
Magneto, a.k.a. Michael Fassbender. And if we have some time, we're going to go into Game of Thrones. But the first thing I want to talk about is if you are not a huge fan of soccer or football.
Football.
You may not know
a football
that I think the most impossible odds of something coming true in sports happened this past week.
Yeah, and holy crap, 1,500 to 1?
Oh, 5,000 to 1
holy
odds.
Holy shit.
Of Leicester City, a Premier League soccer club, won the lead. They won the English Premier League outright. Which is ridiculous.
So in my office, I work with a guy who's from Leicester City.
Wow.
And he was trying to just explain how improbable this was. I mean, obviously, 5,000 to 1 odds should kind of tee off on how big of an upset this was. To give you a little perspective, the U.S. beating Russia in the 80s Olympics,
hockey
was the next closest upset, 1,000 to 1. Them winning the English Premier League,
this
Leicester
five
City, 5,000 to 1.
A $10 bet wins you $50,000.
Yeah. Holy so my coworker, crap. My colleague from Leicester City was saying, okay, to put it in terms that you can appreciate, dumb, stupid American, it would be like a triple A team somehow making it into the league and then winning the World Series. Because the English Premier League, it's not a tournament. You know, it's an entire season of like 39 games.
Yeah,
it's something like that.
It starts in August and it ends in May.
Yeah, it's like almost 40 games. And then they just use your cumulative point total based on wins, losses, and draws. And so they didn't just like sneak into a playoff, get lucky, and win the Super Bowl. They had to be the best team for 40 games. you know, yeah, over
it's
the.
It's not like March Madness it's crazy. Where you just have to like get in and then you just have to play six games and win. And if you don't know how the English Premier League works, there's a thing called relegation, which means if you finish in the bottom three teams, you for the next season are not in the English Premier League. You're in the minors.
Yeah, and they just came out like two seasons ago to be relegated last season.
Yeah, they were like flirting with like being one of the like first team out, and in the last 2 weeks of the season, they made it into like safe at 14th place.
So if we can equate this to local sports, this is basically like, I mean, we've already... Like,
this is like San Diego State basketball already, winning the NBA Finals.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've already tempered our expectations for San Diego sports, but that's a perfect comparison.
Yeah, or the Padres winning the World Series. The same.
Right. Well, I'd say, they are a minor league team, so
yeah.
That equates pretty
well. Except that, you know, they swept the Cubs yesterday, by the way.
I want to know what happens to the bookies.
Oh, they're so poor.
Oh, so,
they're
so poor.
So
hashtag so broke.
Did it just happen in Europe or was it across Vegas? Oh, no, like were you the Vegas was you Vegas put handling
a,
these bets?
Yeah, you yeah, could have put a bet on in Vegas.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so Vegas you can bet everywhere.
The
but
house
yeah,
is broke right now.
Oh,
on this
the
bet.
House is dead broke. I mean, Vegas is fine. I think that's the only place you can legally gamble in the U.S. Right?
Atlantic City,
oh,
I believe. Too.
And the U. Oh, okay. And then,
yeah, yeah.
And
but other than that,
place bets
yeah, yeah. But yeah, then obviously overseas, you can place bets. It's like a big part of the culture. So much like fantasy
but not,
sports.
Not
big
many
here.
People bet on Leicester City to win. That's the whole thing. Like,
sure, but if you
there's
bet,
like a handful of people who
you bet £20, you're getting back
£100,000,
£100K. Like that's crazy. And I've read stories where bookies aren't able to pay out. Uh-huh. You know?
Well, when you think about it too, like you throw away money all the time. I think that's what's so crazy about it is when you hear these bets or whatever, when you hear about somebody, what is it, 20, you said £20 can get you 100K?
100,000, yeah.
100K or whatever. What could you do with £20? That's probably what, 3 months of Netflix subscriptions?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, or whatever. So you think about that, and people
like feed you for the day.
Yeah, exactly. So people are always worried about like, oh, well, I mean, it costs a lot. It's like you already throw that money away.
Yeah.
In one way or another, put it towards a ridiculous
a couple
gambling
of,
bet.
A couple days of coffee.
It'll end up
or
paying
tea
off in the long run.
Yeah. In England.
Yeah. Tea and crumpets.
Yeah, but
tea and crumpets.
Is it Leicester too, or is it
really excited about?
Okay, so
I want to.
Yeah,
what's up?
Pop not soda quiz right now. Is it Leicester, Leicester,
it's
or Leicester.
Leicester? Leicester, Leicester City.
I know you don't pronounce the C. Beyond that,
it's
you
like
know,
Michael, but the
Leicester,
O is silent.
Leicester. I don't know either yeah, one.
I'm going with Leicester.
That would be incorrect.
No, that's incorrect.
And I'm just going to make it up then right now.
And then you would be a dummy angel.
Yeah, people are going to laugh at you. To your face.
Yeah.
And if you do say that to the wrong people, they will bash in your kneecaps.
Will they pay me 100?
They're just going to kick you really hard in the nuts.
Yeah. Well, bicycle going from the I think the world's biggest underdog to what has seemed like the world's
most
biggest
guaranteed
favorite.
Win.
Yeah. Golden State Warriors just advanced to the Western Conference Finals for the second straight year.
Was that four straight?
They won straight. Games? They lost game two.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
But they won this series when they did not lead more minutes than the Portland Trailblazers. The Portland Trailblazers led more time in this series than the Golden State Warriors. They just rope-a-doped them. It was ridiculous.
What's crazy about when you watch this team play, it is amazing that Stephen Curry still gets those open shots. That he does, and is it screens?
That's
like
well,
yeah.
I mean,
it's a screen. It's how they play the screens because you see these guys that are guarded up on him, and you're like, how the hell did this guy end up?
Well, that he's got the best handles in the league. He's probably the quickest player in the league. He can go either hand, drive to the hoop, go behind the back, fadeaway shots. I mean, he's in my opinion. The greatest shooter of all time.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, not the best offensive player, not the best player overall, but the greatest shooter of all time. I mean, statistics not only back that argument up, but you just got to watch.
He made 402 3-pointers this season.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
All you and if you're questioning my opinion, let me just tell you this. The guy scored 17 points in overtime. Overtime is 5 minutes long.
Coming back from a sprained,
even beyond him coming back from injury, The guy, you know, finished an entire game. I granted he didn't start, but he still played, you know, 30 plus minutes in the game. Game's over, and then he scores 17 more in 5 minutes. I mean, that's just like it's still hard for me to comprehend, just like how crazy that is. He obviously set the record for most points in overtime. Like no one's ever done that before.
And it's such a good thing too. I mean, he's a very polarizing figure right now because you watch him and you play, and I don't think anybody can't. Well, he's not very polarizing because I don't think anybody can't help but respect what he does on the court.
Yeah.
The
only people that don't like him are, you know,
Houston
Trailblazers
fans and
Houston fans. Yeah,
exactly. It's
soon to be Oklahoma City fans.
You're basically the siblings where you're playing with somebody in video games and you're going like, dude, you accidentally hit that button and somehow it went in during the basketball game we're playing, man, that's shitty. And I feel like that's kind of the equivalent to Stephen Curry. When you watch Stephen Curry play, it's like somebody's accidentally hit the shoot button halfway down the court in a video game, and they all of a sudden switch
it. Speaking of video games, NBA 2K can't even recreate how good he is.
That's right. The thing. Is
yeah,
like you
they're
see
having
an artificial Steph Curry is not as good as the real Steph Curry.
That's insane. That is insane when you think about it. Like the stats have never...
That is why he's the first ever unanimous MVP.
So are we going to have...
That's another crazy thing. Unanimous MVP. Like, I can't...
Like, the last time there was...
162 votes?
131.
Yeah. 131, okay.
The last time I think they were that close was in 2000 when Shaq got all but one vote.
No.
Yeah. Mm.
Who was the one vote? Kobe?
Oh, I forget what his name is, but the guy that didn't vote for Shaq thought it was a private vote.
And he's no longer wrote.
Oh,
he's
dude,
no
he got hurt. Yeah, I don't.
For the Boston Herald, he's
pretty
no
sure
longer writing
he's
for
at
them.
The bottom of the ocean with cement shoes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shaq just dunked him and broke him through the backboard.
And I'm glad Riley Curry hasn't lost a step.
Oh my,
in her
she's
whole,
adorable.
Yeah.
Post game.
I don't know why she came
stopper.
Out just like giving like the Robert De Niro
the
meet the parents. Like I'm watching you to every reporter in the front row.
Yeah. If you haven't seen that yet, check it out on YouTube. Riley Curry walks down, and she is. Probably the biggest gangster of that
All
entire
right.
press
so,
conference.
So right now, as it stands, on Thursday evening, the Spurs are down by 24 points to the Oklahoma City Thunder at half. The Miami Heat are down a game to the Raptors. So Cleveland and the Warriors, Golden State, the two teams from last year's finals, await them in the conference finals. So, boys, who do you think is going to win the NBA championship?
I think... Yeah, I mean, if Steph Curry, it's all going to depend on the health of Steph Curry. If he gets hurt again, if he has to miss any games in the finals, I'm going to give it to the Heat, just because I think
wow.
they're
you think they come back on the Raptors and then beat the Cavs.
I'm sorry, not the Heat, the
Cavs.
Yeah, the Cavs. Okay. Excuse me. First of all, I think it's going to be a repeat of last year. I think it's going to be a repeat for probably, I don't know, the next 3 years. Honestly, the Warriors and the Cavs every year. So I think if Steph Curry's healthy, plays all seven games in the finals, Warriors win again. If he misses any games, I think that he takes it.
How about you, Dan?
And again, the Cavs.
I think that the Cavs win it this year. And I think another astounding statistic is that LeBron has, if they make the finals this year, it would be his seventh straight finals appearance.
Holy shit. And has he won this is so out there, but has he won a ring with the Cavs?
Yeah. No. That's what he's trying to do.
Yeah. Okay,
that's why
so
he
that's
came back
destiny.
To Cleveland.
That is destiny right now. Okay. It's going to be an interesting playoffs to watch.
What do you think?
I mean, personally, I think I want to see the Warriors win. I'm not too much of an NBA fan. I haven't watched too much of it. With them breaking the record, I mean, it's just destiny. I think they need to win. But beyond that, if the Spurs are getting the shit kicked out of them so far. I think we'll just kind of, you know, chop it off on that. So, yeah. So, yeah, that was that. That is like the fourth time that my cell phone's gone off during
in like four
recording.
Consecutive
guys,
episodes.
That's going to be like a lashing.
Just if you're ever out and you see Brett, say, hey, man, you owe me a beer.
Yep.
And he will not question you. He will just buy you a beer.
Or just ask Matt Bishop. Matt Bishop listens to the show and he'll buy you the beer.
Oh, so you're putting it on the person that told you?
Oh, no, I'll put it on him like three or four times. Yeah, because that's exactly
he's the only person that calls
at 7 o'clock on Thursday night every week.
I think he's got your copy of The Witcher
yep.
as well.
Yeah.
All right, so Brett, while you go track that down, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with the first movie review of May for Brian.
Yes, that's true.
And talk about some Michael Fassbender.
Fassbender.
So we will see you on the flip side.
Hey guys, this is Brian. I wanted to take a quick somber moment and just pay respects to an old friend and a unfortunately lost friend. So Brett and I went to high school with this kid named Brent Adler, who was unfortunately murdered yesterday while protecting his roommates from a group of home invaders. I didn't know Brent too well, but I was pretty close with his sister Andrea, and we just, you know, want to say, Brent, definitely taken too soon. Rest in peace. You know, thoughts and prayers out to the Adler family and all his friends and loved ones, and you know, just a sad state of affairs. But I know we have a lot of local listeners, and if you did know Brent, just want to say we're definitely thinking of him, and he's in our thoughts, and you know, hopefully we can just move on, and you know, hopefully hold his memory in high regard, and you know, keep him alive through our thoughts and in our communication. So, Brent, man, sorry to see you go so soon, but you know, we'll definitely be thinking of you here at Pop Nut Soda.
God bless you, Brent. Glad we have a guardian angel looking over us.
Missed that music. Missed it so much. But I'm back, guys. It's Brian here. And I got me a movie review that I have stored with me as a souvenir. Still Brian's homeless movie reviews. That's the beauty about traveling, is that you don't need a home to do that. So I've been doing a lot of it. But this week, I will be reviewing the much-discussed Captain America,
yeah,
Civil War. Big promotion leading up to the film. We've been, some of us have been excited for it, others not, yeah, so much.
No,
crotchety old man.
But I was able to see it, and I have to say that I freaking love this movie. It was supremely entertaining. I thought that the pacing was almost perfect in terms of what they had to do in the movie, which was like not only introduce a couple of new characters, Black Panther, Spider-Man. I think that might have been it.
That's it.
Yeah. So those two, but then also continuing the storyline of Captain America and the Winter Soldier. Because this is...
By the way, mild spoilers ahead.
Yes, mild spoilers. I won't spoil too much, but this is a Captain America movie. This is the third installment of the Captain America series.
The trilogy.
So if you haven't seen the first two Captain Americas, you don't necessarily need to, but it would definitely add a lot of value into you know, what they do in this ensemble movie. I definitely had, you know, interesting expectations going into the movie. I didn't want to get them too high. I know it was very highly reviewed, but at the end of the day, it is an ensemble Marvel movie, so I can only imagine the worst and hope for something better. And by God, you know, Russo brothers, thank you for just really doing this movie, you know, the best way that you could. I know you're handcuffed by the studio, but you still made a very entertaining movie and didn't do it in a really corny or rushed way. Like, the story felt really natural. You know, all of, like, the big surprises and twists were done in, you know, an appropriate way. Like they did enough storytelling, but didn't do unnecessary storytelling, which I thought was the biggest downfall of the Avengers, Age of Ultron. I think they tried to do too much with the backstory, you know, especially with Hawkeye, who does make an appearance in this movie. A moderate spoiler. What I also loved about this movie,
you don't go back to his house?
No, you don't see his stupid fucking wife or kids.
Yeah, that's why
they do make a comment about it, though. But what you do get in this movie, vintage Tony Stark, a.k.a. Robert Downey Jr., continues to, you know, just excel in this role. I really think they did just a really great job of casting for this, not only this entire movie, but, you know, the universe in general, you know, excluding X-Men, just talking about, you know, the Marvel comic universe with this storyline. I think they've did a really good job of casting. And then I'm especially tickled with their introduction of Spider-Man and how they are just, you know, kind of starting his story again. Because they pressed the reset button now once already. This will be twice. But I'm really happy with what they've done. So not saying too much because, like, his character, I think, is a really cool part of the movie. And he's in it a lot more than I was expecting. But they really do take it back to, like, young teenage Spider-Man.
So not just a single fight Spider-Man.
He
has about 20 minutes of screen time, and he has 47 lines compared to 46 lines of dialogue from Superman in Batman vs. Superman, FYI. They really did Peter Parker justice.
Yeah, damn, they did. And oof, Aunt May, holy smokes. It's definitely an Aunt May you're not expecting.
And they make a joke about it right away, yep, which is just fantastic.
Diane Lane?
No.
but yeah, just getting back to it, I mean, this movie was really fun to watch. It really, you know, not only propelled the gigantic meteor of the Marvel Universe forward into what they want to do, but they did it in a way where you didn't feel like you had just watched a 2.5-hour movie. You felt like you were just, you know, along for the ride. And that's something I hope they continue to do. Don't necessarily think they're going to be able to continue to pull it off. But, you know, hopefully the Russo brothers are tied to more of these projects because they really did a great job. And, you know, like the big main fight scene in this airplane hangar is awesome. I mean, my only negative criticism of the movie is that fucking Vision would just annihilate everybody, like, if he really wanted to, you know? So I feel like he's not really portrayed as his, like, true, powerful, almighty self. Because, I mean, the guy can fly, the guy can go in, you know, like, transparent, so you can't touch him. He's can shoot a freaking destructive laser beam out of his face.
But they really upped Scarlet Witch. They made her look really powerful, which she's supposed to be. She's, like, one of the most powerful people in the Marvel comic universe.
Yeah, definitely did her justice. And it's just like, why are freaking Black Widow and Hawkeye still in these movies? Like, give me a break. You're dead. You're in the first 30 seconds of fighting.
You don't bring an arrow to a gunfight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or no. Freaking stun shit that shoots out of your wrist. No.
I will say, I think my favorite thing was Black Panther. I think he mastered the role. He was super, like, they wrote that character so well that he ends up stealing the entire movie, in my opinion.
I don't want to sound dumb, but okay, I am so unfamiliar with that character. But
he's
is
black.
He, Okay, and is he of African?
Yeah, he's from Wakanda. He's the king of Wakanda.
Okay, okay, okay.
Well, Wakanda is famous because that's where all the vibranium is from. So anything
is it
like
an African state?
Cap shield? Yeah, it's
yes.
a very
okay, okay.
It's a very isolated African nation, so they're very secretive.
Okay,
And he's the king of Wakanda.
I got to ask you guys, who was your favorite character in this movie, Dan?
It's really hard, but I'm going to go Spider-Man.
How about you, Brian?
I would wholeheartedly agree. Spider-Man is by far the best part of this movie.
Is it worth watching? Because I was not interested.
Yes.
In... Okay.
1,000%.
Okay. And movie theater watching?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw it in 3D.
Well, how was 3D?
Not necessary.
Was it IMAX okay. or just 3D?
It was just 3D, not IMAX 3D. So just, yeah, no need to do that. See it in regular theaters. But definitely see it in theaters because the big climactic fight scene. And then, of course, you have Iron Man and War Machine. So they're flying around doing, you know, crazy shit in the air. Definitely
just,
worth seeing. In
sorry,
theater.
I thought you were going to do a spoiler territory and I shushed you.
No, I'm not going to. I did moderate spoilers, not
I
extreme
apologize.
Spoilers.
This is a 6-pack, Dan. It's not a 12-pack.
Yeah.
It's not a keg.
Why are you even speaking right now? This is my goddamn time.
So what do you get? What do you get?
Yeah, so to wrap up with the review, Cap America, Slavery Edition, I'm giving 4 out of 5 quarters. It's definitely in the top 3 for me in terms of Marvel movies. Still going Guardians 1, Deadpool 2, this 3, Winter Soldier 4. So Captain America is definitely solid. Bringing this, this Marvel universe along. 5, I'm going OG Iron Man.
So I have one question for you, though. So after you've seen the movie, are you team Iron Man or team Captain America?
I am. Good question. I don't know.
Damn.
Like, it's both are stupid. You're stupid, Captain America. You're also stupid, Tony Stark. I'm gonna go Captain America. How can you?
That's the right choice. Yeah.
I'm not voting for Donald Trump, but I am.
It
voting
seems like
for
a microcosm
Captain America.
For something that's currently happening right now.
Yeah. Yes, I would. I would highly recommend seeing it, and don't be worried about there being too many people. It's managed perfectly.
I have a curious question for you, Brian. If you could rank characters in that ensemble from quarter to dollar. Who would quarter be to dollar?
Oof. You know, I never liked...
He's going to say Don Cheadle.
No. Don Cheadle's fine.
Yeah.
I would much rather see, obviously, Terrence Howard, but he's busy running a rap empire.
Well, and they didn't have the budget at the time to
cover Terrence. Marvel couldn't afford the extra $500,000 that Terrence Howard wanted. God, penny pinching MFers.
That was before Disney picked them up, remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Jesus.
Quarter, though?
No. So my quarter is, I don't even know what his actual name is, but Anthony Mackie's character, the flying
Sam Wilson? Dude, I thought
Sam
he was
Wilson,
awesome.
Yeah. What's his actual character?
Falcon.
Though? Falcon.
Dude, yep, they did give him props. They upgraded his shit a lot.
They did, but it's just like his costume is stupid, corny. I mean, all he does is he's got like the wingsuit, which is legit, but then he like wears goggles and.
Well, yeah, you ever flown without? Like, okay.
Yeah,
so,
but like we're like a.
So who's
like
your 50 cents? Who's your 50 cents?
Yeah, who goes up to quarter? One more.
Quarter. I'm gonna go ScarJo.
Okay, 50 Cent is ScarJo.
50 Cent is okay. ScarJo.
75.
I'm really going Captain America. Like, dude, I think Chris Evans does an awesome job with that character because, like, people sometimes forget, like, he was raised in the early 1900s and then, like, transported into the late 2000s. So, like, his values are vastly different from what you would expect from somebody raised in the millennia, you know? So I think they do, not only does like Marvel and the writers do a really great job of developing that character, but Chris Evans, I think, plays it very
well.
That's
a steal for 75 cents, too.
Yeah.
And for your dollar.
And my dollar, I mean, dollar make me holler, Peter Parker.
Woo, baby.
Come on,
Tom
down,
Holland.
You know?
So he was
Tom
that
Holland,
good.
Man.
Yeah, I will say shit. Black Panther. Okay. I do agree with Dan. I don't even know the actor's name who played him.
Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, we'll get short round to look that up. But he was awesome. He got the accent down packed. I don't know if it was an accurate accent, but it sounded, you know, it sounded
Chadwick
like
Boseman.
Yeah, there you go.
He played Jackie Robinson in the movie 42.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting thing. All right, so if you're listening, when you're listening to this episode, tweet us what you think your quarter, 50 cent, 75 cent, and dollar Avengers would be, because we'll go out that ensemble, the best ensemble for the next week episode.
Yep.
Yeah,
unrated.
I like it.
Boom. All right.
Iron Man, Tony Stark. Because you can't put a value on Tony Stark.
Well, yeah, Tony Stark is, I think he's off. Is he off the board?
He's off the charts.
Yeah,
you can't afford him.
Yeah, Tony Stark is officially eliminated from this competition, so anybody else counts, but
I don't know how Papa Doc is going to feel about you giving him a quarter.
Ooh.
Well, Papa Doc can take his
what would Magneto
black
get?
Ass back to 8 Mile.
Which one?
Gandalf
or Michael Fassbender?
I would talk about the Fassbender one.
Oh, I give him a 75 cents.
Oh, Michael Fassbender.
Ooh.
I love Michael Fassbender.
I'd give him a dollar.
A dollar?
For Magneto?
Hey, man, he's a pretty badass
dude.
Magneto.
I know, but
does he beat Sir Ian
McKellen?
Oh, no, McKellen?
First, I'm sorry. Him in First Class.
He's
when
good.
He's like actually becoming Magneto. I mean, I couldn't imagine an actor.
Post Holocaust or?
Exactly.
Yeah. Current. Yeah,
post Nazis.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. Yeah. That thing's going down. Well, but Fassbender came out with something this week, too. Holy shit.
Did you see his mustache?
I am excited. Like I was worried when they announced this, but two I've been waiting for a while. But what Brett's referring to is the Assassin's Creed trailer dropped today. After like they had not released anything, they had released like two images of him on set, and then all of a sudden they're like, "Oh hey, here's this full length minute and a half trailer
and release date in December."
I think
which
that
is
was
crazy.
Yeah.
I think that was a very very subtle test, though. I think that was a test to see. People would go apeshit if you can't do this right.
Okay.
So this is a very treasured series. So
it is, but I feel like I'm glad they're finally getting to the movie, because they've put out so many versions of the game, like so many sequels and everything.
Yeah,
that they were basically using up. I was almost getting over, exposed to Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, and I think the turn, what made it interesting too is, if you haven't played that series, what made it interesting was it got through the history for a while, and then it basically became this like fourth level. The company was like developing the game. I think that was what it came to, and then you were kind of playing against the. It was like this very very fourth
yeah,
wall
meta
kind of
it.
Yeah very very meta,
meta
kind
meta
of
it, yeah.
Yeah very very meta kind of game. Which made it more interesting again.
A little bit of backstory, too, about this game.
And movie
is when you play it, you know, it was advertised as you, an assassin, you know, in 17th. The Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, 18th century, 17th century. But what's revealed in the game and then in this trailer and the movie is that you are actually playing as one of your ancestors.
Almost an avatar.
Right, exactly. So in the movie, Fassbender, you know, plays the protagonist.
Yeah, they're like reliving memories because they want to know, they want the memories of your ancestors.
So it's a very, you know, interesting plot and kind of departure from a typical video game. And they've continued that pattern for all of the games they've released, and are definitely continue that in the movie. So it's, you know, going to be interesting how they balance that, because I don't think they necessarily do a good job of that in the games. So I'm interested to see how that translates to the
movie. Also didn't know how many people were in this movie.
Oh, it's an incredible cast. I mean, they have a ton of people.
Marion Cotillard is in it.
Yeah.
Jeremy Irons.
They threw a budget, man.
Brendan Gleeson is also in it. Mad-Eye Moody.
Ooh, like, I didn't know that.
And the other thing I was very surprised about was I thought that they were going to go OG Assassin's Creed during the Crusades, like the first game, but they're not. They're actually setting it in the Spanish Inquisition, which I thought was interesting.
Is that the first game, though? Is Spanish Inquisition the first game?
I thought it was
Crusades.
Yeah, that may be the
Crusades were the first. Yeah, I think the Inquisition was the third.
But what
third.
You were
Oh, no, the third was... Native American, yeah, the yeah. Revolutionary
that was colonial
War.
America. Yeah. But what you were hinting at too is that that's one of the things that it very cleverly played upon too. If anybody hasn't played Assassin's Creed the game, I would suggest picking it up and trying it out. The one thing it really, really cleverly did was when you're playing the game, you could tell that there was subtle programming going on that totally acknowledged that it was a game, but things were happening where you're like, is this bugging out or is this actually happening in the game?
Yeah.
Certain things in the background would happen and you'd be like, is this a
especially the first one, is this a
graphic glitch or is this actually happening, was this programmed to happen or whatever, and then you get to the end of the game and you're like, holy shit, that actually was a very, very subtle programming kind of nod to what the inevitable story was. And I think that that's what's going to be very, very interesting when you're watching the movie come out. Do you think there will be any fourth wall nodding in the movie?
Yeah, I do. For sure.
I think if they do it, it's going to be very, very, very minimal and
subtle.
Towards the end.
Yeah.
Definitely subtle, because I think the reason why video game movies have a hard time succeeding is because they try to be too niche and they try to really market it to the people that played the game and they lose out on the general public. And I feel like that's a part where if you haven't played the game, you may get lost and not fully understand.
And I 100% agree with you, because I don't think it can be relied upon as a story component.
Yeah.
It just has to be a subtle nod at some point during the movie where it's like, okay, like the fanfare that's actually dedicated themselves to going and seeing this movie will go, hey, okay, I totally actually get that.
What I wish would happen is...
For Brett's phone not to go off while we record.
If Brett turns his phone on silent. What I wish what would happen is if they did it, i.e. Fight Club, where it's subtle but still pretty obvious if you know what's happening.
It's pretty obvious,
you know?
In Fight Club.
What I think is going to happen is, something... you know, towards the end that is really obvious. So it just uncovers the blanket for the general public, you know?
Will it be a standalone or will it be a trilogy? Or will they extend into sequels? Resident Evil kind of territory?
Yeah, I think if they're able to, you know, draw...
Isn't it sad that Resident
$50 million
in the
first weekend,
successful...
they'll greenlight a sequel.
Isn't it sad that Resident Evil is like the most successful video game franchise and they have bastardized that movie franchise?
Games. Look at it too. And I mean,
Double Dragon isn't the highest grossing video game.
Not to go on a side note or anything, but if you actually look it up, Paul W.S. Anderson directs Resident Evil, the franchise, and he often gets confused for Paul Thomas Anderson in Hollywood. Which I think is actually like a convenient thing that he's like...
Probably.
Oh, he loves it.
Oh, he takes advantage of that all the time. They're like...
Oh, yes, that's me. I'm the movie director.
Oh, shit. You're the guy that did Event Horizon, not Boogie Nights?
No, but I hope that they make this movie... They write it so that it's complete, but they can do a sequel. Like a very good example would be like Batman Begins, where you can watch that movie as a standalone, but there's points to take it into a sequel. What I'm worried about is I really, really hope that we get like at least a 25-75 split, where I want 25% of the screen time devoted to present, here and now Fassbender, and 75% dedicated to the ancestor.
Abstergo.
Yeah, like I would
take 1090.
Yeah, well, that has to be a very, very...
I'm more worried. I think they're going to do 40-60.
No, like, but you don't want to give it away, though.
I think they're going to do way more.
Yeah, yeah, I think the current is going to take place much more.
And that's just from what I've seen from the trailer, what I judged by. So that may be all the footage they have right now.
Yeah.
But I'm just... The most interesting part of Assassin's Creed is the ancestor, is the assassin. So
yeah.
I really hope that they're really high on it. At least 20, 25, 75. That's what I'm hoping for.
Question for you guys. My favorite character of that entire series was Leonardo da Vinci. If you were to cast
Leonardo,
who would play Leonardo da Vinci?
Old was he in when you see him in the video game? How old is he?
He's probably...
I think he's like 20.
Yeah,
or
he's like late
20s, late early
20s. 30s. Yeah, so like right in his prime.
Okay.
Or maybe a little after his prime.
It would be really funny if you went James McAvoy just because he plays Charles Xavier.
Stupid.
But I would actually say Leonardo DiCaprio.
Fuck me. I was going to say the exact same thing. Damn, I was going to be way too clever about it. Leonardo.
Leonardo, he would be great. You know who I could see is, who was the guy that played Targaryen's
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Boyfriend in Game of Thrones.
Oh, Khal Drogo, a.k.a. Aquaman?
No, the other, like the slave kind of guy. Not Davos.
What?
Yeah, whatever his name is.
What is going on right now?
Is it Ray Charles? Is his name Ray Charles?
Buggy cruising out of our alley right
Wait,
now.
Not yeah, me.
There is some Ray Charles definitely happening out in Brett's alley right now.
Yeah, that's
so you're welcome for that cultural experience.
I think that's a perfect place to
for us
wrap
to go.
It up.
I want to go see who's playing. Is that actually Ray Charles? Did they bring him back to life?
Yeah. Scratch it like Gold Digger.
If you can bring John Snow back to life.
Just poured some water on his head. And
Brian, it's nice to have you back, brother.
It's okay to have you back.
Well, it's good to be back. Brett, Dan, you can suck my balls.
I think that was a great episode, guys.
It was. It's as always, it's been great.
Hell yeah.
If you miss us throughout the week, make sure to follow us on Twitter. Brett is at Niece's Pieces. Brian is at BOwens619. And myself, I'm at Dan_Perez_. Or you can follow our Pop Not Soda account at pop_not_soda. You can find us on Facebook at @PopNotSodaOfficial. Make sure to check iTunes and popnotsoda.podbean.com every Monday for brand new episodes. And also keep an eye out for our mini episodes coming out throughout the week, like Dan's Dirt Dab or Brian's What I'm Watching. So until next week, we have been Pop Not Soda, your weekly sits patch of pop culture.
Woo! Bye.
So sad Brian's back.